Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
WEEI Afternoons, coming up on a little UNC talk, and that's college football. And football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Odds and ends today, as always, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. We have some really interesting audio to kick off this discussion about UNC, Bill Belichick, Mike Lombardi, and everything Tar Heels. Diana Rossini was talking about Bill Belichick and her description.
Back's got to be hurting from all that water she's carrying.
She's carrying something. Her description of what is going on with Bill Belichick is like nothing anyone has ever said.
Yeah, and I can see why people from the outside may be looking at it thinking there's no way he's happy coaching UNC after the type of performances that they put together over the last few weeks. But talking to people close to Belichick and people that are part of that football program, they tell me this is the happiest they've seen Bill in years.
That Jordan said that?
Energized by all of this. He sees it as a challenge. And probably the most important element of this in terms of the actual football program is he feels like the students are actually buying into what he's doing.
What does that mean?
Students. Not
which
the student athletes or the students out in the stands?
Is he talking? Yeah, like the girl in biology class is like, you know what? Belichick's doing a nice job down here. I see where he's going.
I love it. It's like, the story is not about Bill's happiness.
No.
The story is about what he's doing to that program.
I also could see why he would see it as a challenge, because it's challenging to not be so bad. They're 2-3. The insiders down there think they may win maybe one or two more games all year. Yeah, that's a challenge to not have the worst football season at UNC they've had in a long, long time. You should be challenged, but this is not the totality of the story. We also have Fitzy. We have Steve Belichick's wife, I believe. Your buddy Savage Sports re-aggregated a photo of a moving van.
Yep.
What can you tell me about that?
All I can tell you is sources say it is not the Belichick family moving out of North Carolina.
So they're...
And I have very reliable sources. The Belichick family is not in it. It is a moving van outside of Steve Belichick's house. The Belichicks are not currently moving out of North Carolina.
So they're moving into a bigger house because they're actually staying longer. They're going to play out the totality of the five-year deal that he signed. And then lastly, we have a tease from Pablo Torre, who Ted and I have been asking to get back involved in this, put down the Kawhi Leonard crap and get back on Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has, and now he's promising a podcast that reports Mike Lombardi left the UNC campus and team in August to go to Saudi Arabia to negotiate some money for the UNC program, which I can only assume is like NIL money. Is money?
So it's money on top of the $20 million that the school gave him.
But big money. If we all lived the Live Tour where they were paying guys like $75, $100 million, like all these ridiculous contracts, this is an issue not just for UNC. If Saudi Arabian money Middle Eastern money gets involved with NIL, oh my God, could this go sideways? People might not go to the NFL anymore. You just stay in college. No, I failed the class. I got to stay one more year. I want to.
What else does that tell you, though? That they
desperation.
Yeah, that they gotta spend.
I know what he's looking for, Christian.
Over everything, to spend more than anybody else to get to get just average players.
Well, no, if you had just bought a $2 million quarterback who was worth $2 million and not this poor kid, and I don't like ripping the kid, I would say yes too. Like, if somebody offers me $2 million, but you bought a quarterback who's not up to the task, and you shipped away another quarterback who's going to whoop your ass on national TV later this season, so. There is a lot here
that'll
with this
be
story.
A week from this Saturday. I'll be watching.
I know you will. Will you record it? Maybe watch it a couple times?
Yep.
TED Talk? Will we have notes, rundown,
be
breakdown?
My 3 point every week.
Does
every
Phil Perry know he needs to do a breakdown show on
he's
UVA,
I'll tell him
UNC?
This weekend.
But this story, we knew it wasn't going away. And once these people start getting more involved, you know, Pablo Torre is going to have a very different view of things than Diana Russini. This is not as happy as Bill Belichick's ever been. How could he possibly be this happy? His entire reputation and legacy is being torn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Torn down. So, yeah, that's the latest on Bill Belichick, UNC, and all things Tar Heels at Cal, right? Saturday night game.
Tomorrow night. Friday night.
Oh, Friday night lights.
Yep.
Friday night lights at Cal, so they can lose on a Friday night instead of when they've normally been losing games. Christian Arcand, how we doing?
Hey, how's it going? You notice there's never been a Saudi Arabian football player? Has there ever been one? I don't think there's been
not
one.
That, ever, right? That I know of.
Not one single Saudi Arabian football player. So maybe this could be a door that opens into that country, that culture. Maybe we could, you know, expand out
well,
there.
That's kind of how the American culture works. If your dad is rich, he buys something at the school and you get to play for that school's football team.
It's a good point.
You build a library, you slap his name on it, and you're on the football team. So why shouldn't it work with Saudi Arabian money? Bring him in.
No earthly reason.
Go for it.
Can't see any way this goes sideways. I want to yell at Stiz real quick. Because, Stiz, you said that you thought Joe Mazzulla had good intentions with that game.
Yeah, I do.
They pressed for 12 minutes, Stiz. They didn't let him bring the ball up. Even when the Harlem Globetrotters play the Washington Generals, the whole point of those games is to humiliate the Generals. They at least let him bring the ball up. They let him get a shot off.
Feel like it was like me, though, playing with my little brothers and, like, dominating them. Like, I think it was out of love, and I think they were just having fun and kind of busting their chops. And like I said, I prefaced it by saying, yes, Joe Mazzulla is a hardo. He says weird Batman quotes and he's into jujitsu and all that stuff. I'm not denying that he's a hardo. But you guys, I just felt like you were laying it on a little too thick with, he's a bully. And I wish Terp was here because I asked Terp, our own Justin Turpin, who covers the Celtics for EEI, loved it. And he loves Joe. And he thinks that he's well-intentioned and that you guys were kind of misrepresenting what happened.
Isn't that principle where, like, the hostages start to empathize
it's
with
called
the
Stockholm Syndrome? Yeah.
Terp has Stockholm Syndrome.
Also, I interviewed Terp that night. He did. I don't remember him saying he loved it. And then he had, like, an amazing time. And it was this great, you know, moving experience that made him feel closer to the coaches. I don't remember him saying that.
And I don't
maybe he said that to Jones-Gee. He didn't say that to me.
I don't actually think the game itself was the bad part. I think the exploit explanation of the game a day later. He should have just let it
lie. And then putting them on the Jumbotron? Yep. Like, come on. Yeah. And we didn't think this would blow up how it did, but we put it on the Jumbotron.
And he said something to the effect, we don't want this to go on as something funny and silly. It was something serious. But I'm going to put you on the Jumbotron and make fun of you in front of 19,000 people at the Garden.
And we're going to press the whole game and not even let you bring the ball up.
Like, yeah,
you know what I mean? See, you're not that's not a good faith game
full,
if you're doing
full court press is a bit much.
The whole game.
Yeah, the whole game.
I could see Hardo Joe doing it, you know, 6 minutes, and then you're like, okay, we're up 27. We'll call off the dogs. We'll let you shoot some threes, see if you can actually shoot or do anything. They didn't. It's not that big a deal, though. It'll all go on. You know what's going to really be a big deal? If they win games and if Jaylen Brown's hamstring is an issue.
Yeah.
Because if his hamstring is an issue, they're not going to win games. And then we're all going to be criticizing Joe Mazzulla, not for the media game, but for the NBA games he's paid to coach.
Yeah. And again, I mean, it's not like it's the coaches out there playing each other, you know. But Brown walking around, hobbling around, holding his hamstring last night.
Not
was
good.
And the update, I didn't really feel great
not
about
great.
Either. So, yeah, we'll get to that. Only have an hour and a half tonight. But we'll be getting into that and a lot of Patriots stuff as well.
And a big Thursday night football game.
Oh, yeah.
Then you'll ask Joe what the game is.
Pittsburgh Cincy, I actually know
this. Oh, you're ready this week. Perfect. Stick around for the Christian Arcan show for 90 minutes leading into Thursday night football, the AARP game. Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers will be back tomorrow. Fun Football Friday here on WEEI Afternoons, 2 to 6. We'll talk to our buddy Mike Giardi. We'll have Ted build up this big game in Tennessee. Revenge game for Mike Vrabel and company. That's all tomorrow, 2 to 6 here on WEEI. Talk to you then.
Yeah, I'm worried. Heck, are you kidding me? I mean, if we don't have JB, forget it. We don't have a chance.
Thanks for the listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.